From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Hillary Clinton wins in West Virginia tonight. She told supporters in Charleston tonight that she is more determined than ever to win the Democratic nomination, but the victory won't put much of a dent in Senator Barack Obama's delegate lead. And for those keeping score, here's where things stand. Senator Clinton won at least 15 of the 28 delegates at stake in West Virginia. 13 more are to be allocated yet. That gives Obama 1,875 delegates to 1,712 for Clinton. A total of 2,025 delegates are needed to cinch the nomination. And with me in the studio is NPR's political correspondent Mara Liasson. Welcome, Mara. The numbers sound close, but what do you think? What do you think here?
The numbers do sound close, but one of the factors or the features of the Democratic nominating system is that once you have a lead, it's very hard to catch up. And the math is really against Senator Clinton. she will find it almost impossible to catch up to him, even in the remaining five primaries, even if she wins big again in Kentucky or in Puerto Rico, two of the upcoming states where she's favored. It's going to be very, very hard for her to catch up. And really, the only thing that could allow her to be the nominee now is some kind of unexpected catastrophe to happen to Barack Obama.
Let's approach a couple of personal observations here. First of all, we didn't see in the speech to her supporters that Hillary Clinton made in Charleston there at the Civic Center, President Clinton or Chelsea Clinton. And normally, at least one or the other or both are there.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the early primaries, Bill Clinton wasn't there because his presence was so controversial. But he was there after Indiana. When they finally found a role for him that wasn't controversial and that was very effective, they sent him to all these small towns and rural areas. He did start showing up more, and he and Chelsea were behind her in Indiana. And Chelsea was clearly it seemed like she was tearing up. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton didn't look so happy either. And that was a night when it was a real turning point for the Clinton campaign, a night where people felt since she couldn't pull off what she needed to in Indiana and North Carolina, it really was going to be over for her. And their presence behind her on the stage sent a message, many people thought, a valedictory message, that they were there to support her in the end. And I think one of the reasons why they're not there tonight is because she wants to continue fighting, and she wants to see if she can raise the money to at least get herself through the next 3 weeks. Chelsea Clinton is in Puerto Rico tonight. And Puerto Rico is one of the other states where she's really favored to win. So I think there's a real reason why her husband and her daughter weren't there, although the three of them have campaigned as it's been a real family affair. Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton crisscrossed the state of West Virginia for her.
And finally, another personal matter. Today on the Senate floor, Senator Clinton and Senator Obama shook hands and exchanged a private word. That's what I read. I would like to have heard what they said. It's kind of the beginning of the serious reconciliation process, I guess.
Yes, I think the reconciliation process has begun. One of the signs of it is that you see a change in Clinton's tone. There's no more attacks on Senator Obama. Tonight she said, "I deeply admire Senator Obama." At another point, she said she's going to work her heart out for any Democratic nominee. I think that the process of unifying the party has begun. It began in earnest after North Carolina and Indiana. Senator Obama has said he'd be open to discussing retiring Senator Clinton's $20 million in debt. He's open to a compromise on Michigan and Florida. Of course, she's been demanding that those delegations be ceded. They're contested because they broke the rules. So, yes, that process is underway.
Thank you, NPR's Mara Liasson.